Hey everyone, I'm Ayana.
And this is Delilah.
And we're the non-corporate girls. Tuning in for episode 23.
Yes, we're back. And it feels like it's been a long time since
last
week.
It does. A lot has happened. That's why it does feel like it's been a long time. Which is why this week our theme is Don't Drop the Ball. Challenges are arising.
They sure
that's so low there, right? There's a lot in there,
but it's so true because, like, if this is what we said we wanted,
yeah,
and this is what we said we were gonna do, like,
let's do it,
yeah. And these things are gonna arise, like, the challenges are gonna come. This is the beginning of those challenges, and I guess how we react at those moments is what's gonna determine how, you know, the longevity of us.
Agreed. So, to jump into on a positive note, right, we've had some transitions this summer. First of all, can you believe summer's almost over, it feels? Like, I mean, okay, let me not say summer, but like August. I feel like
August is started. Well, once August is done, I think back to school.
Right, me too. So, it feels like summer is almost over.
I don't even feel like I determine how successful my summer was by how many barbecues and beach days I was able to attend. And it was mad, like, dry.
You didn't go to all, no. Mm-hmm.
I haven't been to the beach. I haven't been to the beach, I think it was maybe 2 times.
Well.
And then I had the pool day by myself.
Oh my God, we need a pool day.
We do need a pool
yes,
day.
Yes, we need a pool day. Facts. I feel you. I agree with you. But either way, there's been transitions and,
Major
transitions. So, one of the transitions we kind of want to bring up today is the fact that when we first started Non-Corporate Girls Podcast, which was back in February, right?
It was actually in February, like, 14th.
Valentine's Day?
Like, I'm going to check the calendar. Okay. Exactly, because I remember it was close to, I want to say maybe February 12th, because it was on a...
Yes, it was in the teens. Mm-hmm. That sounds very familiar to me. So back...
Okay, it was the day after Valentine's.
February 15th. Okay, great. Yeah. So February 15th, when we started Non-Corporate Girls, you know, Delilah and I were both working corporate jobs. And as we've shared here on the podcast and through our history, for those of you who know us, you know, we've been in and out of this game for a while. You know, this corporate game and the internships and all kinds of stuff. Anyway, this summer, both of us have left our corporate jobs.
We sure have.
For, you know, there were various reasons why, but the point is, we're gone.
Yeah, we're not there, and I've been not there longer than Ayana has.
Right. So when we say that, this doesn't mean like we probably won't go back to corporate America. We don't know what our future holds, really. And this doesn't mean that we feel any particular type of way about having a corporate job.
It was just the roles and the corporate spaces we were in at the time, they were not serving us in any way or form.
Not any way. And we had to shift and make some moves.
Yeah.
So that being said, we've made the move right now. We are legit freelancers and 1,000% entrepreneurs focusing on Non-Corporate Girls.
Yep, and I'm super excited. It's been like wonderful. Like, for me, it hasn't felt like, because you know, the biggest thing with being a freelancer and doing things on your own is having the discipline to stay on schedule. And, like, since you don't have really nobody to answer to but yourself, don't get it twisted. That can be really difficult because you'll want to just, oh, let me sleep later.
Self-motivation is tough.
It is. And I wanted to go to the beach this week.
I know. Like,
I really wanted to go to the beach.
You talked about the beach today.
I know, but it was nicer earlier, like, in the morning time, and then it became a rainy mess. But I know that the fun needs to be planned for another day because there is a lot of shit to be done. And, you know, we have certain person doing certain parts of things that it fell through, which is totally fine, but we have to pick up the pieces and we need to keep on going. So it's like understanding when people can't keep their end of the bargain, that doesn't mean like, oh, so what's gonna happen? Like, the plan needs to continue and we just need to like revise shit and then keep it moving.
Keep pushing.
And that's what we've been doing. So like I was saying, I say all that to say that I've been not feeling that I haven't been working because I'm still working on things constantly and building this up. So I'm out of the house. I still have like my routine. I'm still like contacting Ayana. Like, she was at work when I wasn't still. So now that she's fully not there, next week will be our first official week of, like, literally having the full time to, like, put into things and just, like, be more in the loop with each other.
Yeah, so I'm excited.
I'm hyped.
We're excited.
And yesterday was a testament to that, which we will speak about in Hustle Spirit in a little bit.
Okay, great. So so that's our positive note right there, you know, just where we're at and where we're headed.
Yeah,
right?
And just like we tell you, we keep it in real time. Has things happened, you guys know about
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
So y'all gonna listen a couple of episodes ago, and then once we get to episode 50, you're gonna see that dynamic growth, because that's what we're pushing toward. And then overall, just like enjoying the summer, chilling, kicking back when I can.
Yeah,
I feel like I need to do one more like major cool thing this summer to feel like I really got to kick out of my
summer.
Have
a whole month, so a lot can happen.
I mean, it can, but we also have a lot of things locked in that we're working on.
We do have a lot of things locked in, but we can figure other stuff out. I'm sure. I'm positive about it.
You're right. I want to take a trip to Fire Island. I know that much.
Oh, that would be nice. All right, TBZ on that.
Yep.
So, a hustle spirit, there's a lot to talk about. So, the first thing we need to talk about is how we may have our first podcast appearance, right?
Yeah.
From Feel Free to Disagree podcast.
Check them out. I won't discuss what the topic is because he did bring it to our attention. We'll leave that, obviously, to the podcast. But it was cool that people's checking for us.
And it's a topic that I'm very interested in.
Yes, and I thought it was... I mean, he clearly did his research and knew, like, we would be a good fit. But the subject is, like... all the way, Ayana. Like, all
the way. Facts.
And I mean, me now, because, you know.
Yes.
But more Ayana, for sure.
So we're excited about that. So TBD on that. We'll keep you guys in the loop. Yeah. Yesterday, we had, you know, as a business, there's a lot of things we have to continually get in order. And yesterday, we did our first pitch meeting.
We did. And before we even went into the building, Ayana was like, so how do we want this to go? Because we met up before so that we can, like, discuss whatever.
Yeah.
We already knew how the setup was, and we knew we had, like, our deck. But we was like, so how do we want to go into this? And I was like, honestly, we have to be our authentic selves. Like, we gonna go in, how we go in.
Yep.
Not like, you know, just very confident.
Yes.
Professional, yes. But if a joke comes out, that's who we are. Like, whatever.
Right.
We always feel the energy and the vibe of the other person, too. And nothing from that situation was, like, stale to begin with.
Right.
So it worked out. But I was super excited. We honed it. Like, we owned
it. It was really positive. And not to say that, like, all our meetings will obviously be this positive. Mm-hmm. But for the first one, we felt confident in knowing what we bring to the table, who we are, what our brand is. And I felt like we were able to bring that across in a clear way. And it was received really well.
It was received really well. And it's just like... the more you speak about what you do and what your focus are and who your niche is, like, it's almost like practice. Because for me, like, think about presentation for school or whatever. When you're up there and people asking you questions and you have the answers, you feel really, really good. And for most of the time, I get insecure if I'm not well-versed on something. Mm-hmm. That means I'm unprepared.
Right.
So we came in really prepared.
Yeah.
And we overshared, and it turned into, like, we was catching up with a girlfriend, because that's just the nature of who we are.
Yeah.
And people just end up wanting to just, like, be our friends.
I don't know, like, hang out.
Like, we came in and we had to redirect the meeting a couple of times and reel it back in. But it's just because our energy is really what we put out, and so that's what we get back.
Yeah. Definitely.
It was dope
all around. Just good vibes. We appreciate that.
Yep. Keeping, like, we will shout out, I guess, at a later time who
the
company is, because we're working on what exactly we're gonna partner on them.
Yes, we're working on our partnership, so we will keep you guys in the loop, and there's also more to come. You know, we got more things under our belt, so we'll see how those play out, and obviously you guys are first to know.
Yep. So I hope you're listening every Friday at 1 p.m.
Speaking of
shifting and pivoting.
Speaking of shifting and pivoting.
Right.
So we had I don't know if you guys remember, but we said that we were doing a launch party in August, and we really wanted to do it like a soft launch to kind of like show the world who Non-Corporate Girls is in a different type of setting. However, you know, due to some unforeseen things, as you know, this happens.
And so more pressing issues. We like that doesn't have to be the priority just yet.
Right now. So we're pushing back our launch party to September, but TBD, you know. Again, this was a soft launch situation. So, you know, we'll see what happens. But once again, you guys are first to know. So TBD on that. But we will be doing something at some point soon.
Absolutely. And if you have, you know, you want to reach out to us and see into what capacity, because we are looking for sponsors and partners.
Yes.
Reach out to us at noncorporategirls@gmail.com if you have like a way that you want to segue into our soft launch.
We're always looking for collaborations. Mm-hmm. So definitely reach out.
Yep.
The last thing I kind of wanted to talk about in the House of Spirit was on Sunday, I had my third panel appearance for the summer.
You are beating me on these panels.
No, but this is crazy because back in like June, I would have never thought that I would be on the panel.
Right.
Like at all. So I'm really blessed for these opportunities. And also, they just continue, like you were just saying, they help me get practice and put myself out there and not be nervous.
Yep.
I was on a panel for Her Life by Design. And it was a retreat hosted by Nicole Salas. I'm sorry, Design Her Life. I was like, why did that sound weird? Design Her Life. And this is a company, the founder is Nicole Salas, and it was a day retreat that she did. And it was really dope because she had a lot of experts. She had wellness experts and style experts. I was on the style panel. Mm-hmm. And then she had self-care stations, which were really cute, where she had different experts host these stations, and you kind of got broken into groups. There was like a wellness or spiritual. And there was like a kind of a meditation one. It was really cool. So like we did like adult coloring, which I never do, but that's really meditative. Yeah. And then we had like a life coach situation, and then we had a wellness physical situation. It was really interesting, but really.
Did you separate into groups, or has people came in like everybody did the same thing? Was it intimate?
So,
how many people were there?
So I don't know. I would say there were maybe 25 to 30 people.
Oh, okay, so it was pretty intimate.
Pretty intimate, and everyone was broken into groups for the self-care station situation and rotated. The groups rotated.
Oh, so everybody got to try everything,
which is really cool. So it was like 20 minutes for maybe everything or something like that. The way it rounded off was. But then the hour, you accomplish all of it, and the theme takeaway from that was think about how much you can accomplish in an hour. When you use your time wisely. And it was so like one of those, yes, like this is an aha moment. You know, we always talk about time. Time is the only thing that's like constant, right? Like it's always changing. And it's like, okay, this is how you can utilize your time. Mm-hmm. So it was really good. Nicole is a sweetheart. She was awesome. And it was really amazing being on the panel with some of the experts. So just to kind of call them out a little bit, there was Venus Walker. She's from City Doc. Emmy Valerio. She's the founder of She Commands. Miss B. She's a life coach. Brian Hibbler. He was a massage therapist that gave amazing massages, by the way. Nice. Which was really great. There was Denise Daniels, who has this thing called Fit Squad Goals, which is really cool. Like, basically teaching you that cardio can be so many things, and people always think running, but there's so much more to it. Right. And I had a great conversation with her, actually. She made me feel like I need to do better, but in a good way.
Is this why you started your clean eating?
No, I said that before her, but it was God telling me to meet her.
Right.
Because
so
she helped me rethink what I was thinking about how I was doing my healthy challenge that I'm on.
Right.
Then on the style expert panel, there was Stephanie Fleury. She's the founder of Empower Stilettos. There was Toku Spoon, and she's this gorgeous beauty expert, actually. You would really like her. Sweetheart. Such a sweetheart.
Better reach out.
There was Hannah. And she's a makeup artist as well. And Hannah's really dope. And these girls were just so fabulous. And everyone really received what we were saying in a great way. And people had a lot of good questions.
I was just going to ask you. What was
people had a lot of good questions. And one of the questions that people had was, how do you find a balance with your hair and your style in corporate America? So you know I had to answer that question.
Of course.
Yeah, so it was...
Was it directed to you?
No. But I was like, can I take this?
Right. Let me take this. And mind you, you have one of your most calm look, like, you know, because you do color and stuff.
And I told them that. I was like, listen, this is nothing to me. I was like, I've got every color you could think of. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no. Yeah, but anyway, it was a great event. Really dope shout out to Nicole for having me on the panel. I appreciate that.
Yeah, I heard good things. Somebody actually hit me up like, hey, I seen you on the flyer. And I was like, unfortunately, I'm not going to be there, but I definitely recommend that you go.
I know. So I tried to advocate to get Delilah on this panel because she's a beauty expert, and I thought we could benefit from mm-hmm. listening to her. But unfortunately, she had a prior engagement, so she was unable to attend. But she was missed, and we got you on the next one.
Oh, yeah. They're going to do something else?
She's going to do something else. I think she's trying to roll out a few events.
Okay,
so I mean,
I'm going to email her anyway and tell her like that I heard it was fabulous and whatever. And
yeah.
You know, keep that.
I would like to do something with her. I don't know what, but something in the future. But
Sounds good.
Moving right along, off the record.
And off the record. Yes. You know,
speaking on beauty,
since
we're on
beauty. Yeah, beauty, our girl Rihanna is dropping her Fenty collection on September 8th. It's going to be in Sephora globally. We're not, like, they said very, very little about
what's
going to
be. It's
going to
be in Sephora and Henry Bendel's, I think, too.
No, but they said very little about, like, what the what's in the collection.
Yeah, no,
like, I think it's a highlighter for sure, because she's been promoting
it. Oh, yeah, we don't know what's in
it. But I don't know if it's lipstick, blush, eyeshadows, is it fake lashes?
It's definitely going to be a lipstick.
I think it would be would be in there. I don't
know
if it's going to be, like, something like the Selena, like, you know, how it's, like, a compact. I don't know, but I think I would stand in line for that.
So, first of all, we need to talk because this is dropping during New York Fashion Week, and you know I'm trying to get tickets to see Rihanna's Puma show.
Speaking of which,
how we doing on that?
Well, I need to reach out to my PR connects and see if we're going to do Fashion Week because I was, like, almost not going to approach Fashion Week this year.
You don't have to. We just need to go to that show. That's it.
I gotta see who the PR people behind it.
Yes, because we need to be in there. It's gonna be in New York.
I know. That's like the Wang. Was it that Wang?
Alexander Wang.
Not Alexander. Who's the other person? Is it Alexander Wang?
I don't know. I don't even know what you're talking about.
Maybe. No, because they like the hottest shows. It'd be just so freaking hard. Everybody wants to go to them.
We're gonna see
if we can get in.
Well, anyway, we're really happy for this beauty line and we can't wait. Because you know how we feel here, all things Riri.
And more so me, all things just beauty. I'm just like, even though I'm a fan of Riri, but I'm here for the makeup.
Shifting gears a little bit, we definitely need to talk about this landmark bill that was just instituted, right?
By Senator Cory Booker to end the federal prohibition on marijuana, which I didn't even get to read all of the article, but it's a major thing because, you know, there's so many people that are in jail for that, and it's
people of color, and I thought it was really interesting that now they're doing this. I mean, I think this is a good idea, we need this, but now, like, I mean, I think there was something like for decades, like, you know,
and people, just the time people are doing for it, it's just like
it's crazy. Like for like
you would think they
the
killed
littlest
somebody.
Things, yes. Like you would think this was right a murder charge, and they're getting like 25 to life for what?
For having like an ounce, of
right?
Or,
it's crazy.
A couple of grams. And my thing too is that because I'm over here looking, scrolling through my Instagram because I just seen it. Somebody screenshotted, I guess on Good Day America, there was a white girl who was like taking a hit of a bong and saying that smoking weed makes her a better parent. And then somebody responded because they made it like a meme and it was like, yeah, well, it would have made a father a better parent if he wasn't in jail because he got arrested for having like weed on him. Mm-hmm. Not because he was smoking it, but he would be able to be in his child's life if y'all didn't arrest him. But y'all
like,
here glorifying
they're ripping families apart.
Right, for fucking weed. And then y'all glorifying online, like, you know, through Good Day America or whatever morning shows, like the benefits of weed, and then all of a sudden everybody's like investing in weed. There's freaking weed farms.
Right, of course.
And you know, that's fine. But
yeah, we're throwing people in jail for so little. So little.
Yeah, it's just sad.
So I'm really, so we're on par with the senator and his new bill. There obviously needs to be a huge reversal here. And now this act, you know, will not, it's being removed, marijuana is being removed from the controlled substances list, and it's going to be made legal at federal level.
It's like alcohol.
Facts.
Like, it's just facts. Like alcohol, everything in moderation, and it's still something that could be used in a social setting or not.
Like, exactly. Especially because, you know, someone who has, like, an ounce in them, obviously they're not trafficking this. Like, you know what I mean? Like, what is really happening here? People traffic people. And this is what people are, it's just ridiculous.
Oh, so I found it. It's from the Today Show. It says, marijuana moms say smoking pot makes them better parents on the Today. Like, there's an article. And then Felicia Lee wrote, probably makes black men better dads too, but we wouldn't know because they're in jail for it instead of on the Today Show.
Wow.
Which is all the way facts. It's like, it's real cool when a white person does it, but as soon as, like, even with the, I don't like to mention this little Mr. Piggy's name, but Donald Trump's comment about the
President 45.
Yeah, President number 45 talking about the White House is a dump. If Mr. Obama would have made any type of comment that was rendered left or disrespectful, whatever, it would have been World War III.
Facts.
But it's just like, when they do it, it's fine. And when we do it, it's a problem.
I was reading somewhere that someone was like, it was, I'm sure it was on Twitter or something. Someone was like, President number 45, because I don't say his name. He treats the White House like a temp agency.
Like a temp agency?
And I was like, facts, yo, how many
people just be in and out, like, of that administration? It's so crazy. They always on the news for something. Like, I'm so not in the loop with them because it just be like, it be like fuckboy shit.
Yeah.
It just be nonsense. I can't even take it serious. Like, I don't know. It just be all the way.
Oh, well.
Bad.
A less side. So, either which way.
At least there's still people in, you know, the political Senate, sector that are trying to still make strides towards positivity and doing better.
Right.
With the very little support they have, but they're doing what they can.
Baby steps, obviously.
Like, this is not even a year. Like, the amount of things that have happened.
The amount of people.
Or just situations, like, is always something.
It's always something. Every day. Every single day. Which is why he's President 45.
I just be wondering what Obama thinks. Like,
Obama is just sitting down.
Or even what Michelle thinks.
These
goddamn fools.
They're just like, I can't. They just can't.
Yeah. So, speaking of political stuff and whatever, I guess we could speak about the Black Women's Equal Pay Day first.
Yeah, that was July 31st. Mm-hmm. That was really interesting. And also, what was really interesting about, I know you guys have probably all seen it, because now this drops on Friday, so you guys have all seen by now, Twitter, social media has been, like, rampant with just the Equal Pay Day, and t-shirts in support of phenomenal women, and just, like, educating people. And then I was like, yeah, how apropos for Insecure to have the whole Molly situation.
Yes, it was so, like,
on Insecure.
Very timely.
It was.
And I posted something.
And disappointing at the same time.
Very disappointing, but you see how uncomfortable it was. Like, you seeing all the things Molly was doing to try to get the attention and be in that space, like, to have that conversation.
It's like
she doesn't even like sports, like, you know, but you have
and
to
hockey of all things,
and still had to put herself in a position and still didn't bring it up then, but thought and that then, that would be the
and
connection.
Then the fact that he didn't even remember her, like,
the next morning.
Yeah, it was just like constantly working harder, overworking, and still not getting paid what you deserve.
Yeah, I put a post up on Non-Corporate Girls, for every dollar a white man earns, and it breaks down every category of people of color and what they make. And my caption was like, money talks make people uncomfortable. We see Molly deal with it in the latest episode of Insecure. You can imagine how many people deal with it in real life. So when it comes to breaking the standard, do whatever it takes to be noticed and not be a statistic. Please do it. If you're well paid, do your part to bring awareness to this unfairness. Please do it. Yeah, because I mean, if you're letting it happen, you're also a part of the problem, and it needs to be constantly talked about, because
it's true. It's a, I mean, money is always going to be a constant conversation, but it's just so interesting. And I know we're gonna get into more about, like, you know, minority and stuff in the workplace, and now let's talk about it. But I was reading this one girl's Instagram, and I believe she used to be like the marketing director at Teen Vogue, but maybe I know she's moved up now,
right?
And she was talking about how she had a coworker who was also a black woman who she was in the process of negotiation. And this girl that I'm talking about, she was honest with her coworker about how much she made, because then her coworker was able to go into the office and actually sell that, because they would have shortchanged her. Yeah. And now they're both in VP positions. But it's just like,
how many people do that?
Yeah. And she's like, her whole point, especially with her post, was these are the conversations you need to have not only with people, but with your friends. Because we need to make sure that we're all rising together, you know? And it's just one of those things that makes you remember, like, this shit is real. We really don't get paid what we deserve.
And we are busting our ass.
And we have to constantly advocate for it.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
So, anyway.
That's why you need to practice in negotiating. You need to understand what the standards are. You need to understand what you bring to the table.
Know your value,
and like keep record of your receipts.
Yeah,
what you do, because you're a one of one.
Facts. So to wrap up on Off the Record.
Oh wait, because I'm that. Oh no, go ahead. Yeah, we can wrap.
To wrap up on Off the Record.
No, we didn't speak about What the Health.
No, I know. I was. That's what I was gonna talk about right now.
Oh, okay.
What the Health.
That's funny, because it sounds like What the Hell is Alive.
I was gonna say to wrap up on Off the Record, we gonna shift gears again and talk about health. Delilah, can't wait to talk about this.
Well, I didn't get, but I was just like confused myself, because I pulled up another article that we're gonna speak about. Whatever. It's fine, but yeah, there's What the Health. Like, everybody's talking about it. I've been seeing memes that after people watch it, they just want to eat grass and dirt.
So just to recap, What the Health is a documentary on Netflix that everyone has kind of been talking about, because they say once you watch it, you're not going to want to eat anything ever again. You're going to be vegan, probably.
And for that reason, I'm not watching
it. And I'm not watching it either. And I was telling Delilah, like, it was so funny, because when she brought this up to me today, I'm like, no, in the past, like, 3 days, I've had, like, 5 people talk to me about this, and I'm just like, why? And they're like, you should watch it. I'm like, I'm not watching this, because I,
and all these people want to become vegan now,
or fake vegan or whatever,
right. And I'm just part-time,
like,
vegan.
Yeah, I'm like, I can't,
mind you, no. I know, like, I can only imagine what is in this documentary, and I'm not saying that it's false or anything,
right,
whatever.
We know, but it's real.
I know that the food is fucked up. I do know that too. But what am I going to eat? What am I supposed to do? Where am I going to store it? I'm going to open up a farm somewhere.
Right.
Like, I stopped eating meat one time for 8-9 months.
Right.
Like, I stopped. I was malnourished. I was hungry. And I couldn't do it. Because I'm like, what am I going to eat? I do not like tofu. There's a lot of things I don't eat. So I was just eating seafood. I was getting, I even got nauseated by salmon at one point, because that was all I was eating. I was like, I'm sick of this.
As they say, you're not supposed to eat too much salmon anyway.
I mean, I wasn't eating it OD like that, but even though that was one of my choices, I was like disgusted at one point by it or whatever. So I had to wean back into salmon when I actually liked it. But I do know that the way food is treated and how food is cultivated and what is done, I know that is an issue. I mean, there's so many diseases and like sicknesses that have derived that did not exist when I was growing up, and
I know
that it has to do with food,
and a lot of it has to do with red meat. You know, like, that's something that we should cut down on. And it's just funny that we're having this conversation, because I was telling Delilah how I put myself on a challenge, a health kick challenge. I'm calling it Ayana's Health Kick Challenge for August 1st until August 21st, only because I'm going to DR that week, and I just feel like I really can't be, like, how can we be,
you gotta eat everything in DR,
right?
You,
so I was like, I'm a
fresh fish,
benny, like, that's my shit, so, like,
I'm not
whatever.
A fan of benny.
Whatever. Anyway.
Benila's pork, if y'all ain't know. And yeah, I'm off that. But
so, I mean, at least, like, I just have to have my taste. I have to be able to taste things.
Mm-hmm.
But either which way, I'm going on this kick, and something that I am decreasing a lot on is red meat. And granted, I don't eat red meat a whole lot, But I was talking to a friend, and we were just talking about, like, cancer. I had dinner with a friend the other day, and we were talking about, like, cancer and the high percentage of minorities due to eating red meat and how it's, like, 80% higher if you eat it all the time versus the 20%. And there's just all these statistics, which I imagine what the health is shooting out. And it's just, like, a lot. And it's just, like, I just want to live a long life. So what can I do now in my years to make sure that I'm working towards living healthier? So this is what I'm doing. And it's not me cutting things out drastically. I'm just decreasing and doing a lot of portion control and stuff. Absolutely. And just, you know, getting healthier.
I agree. I like the idea. I hope that one day I can join.
Wait, so I was gonna bring this up too, and I was like, she's not there right now.
Like, I don't know, I fell all the way off the wagon. Like, I was doing real good. My birthday, I was lit. I had a trainer and everything. Once, like, April came, that it was my birthday, and the whole month of April I celebrated, I was just so disrespectful. Like, just drinking, eating, doing whatever, and I haven't gone back there since.
I know, but we're going to work on it, though.
We are. We said next week on Tuesday we're going to try to go to, like, work out, do some type of session.
Yes, yes. And more meditation and things like that. So, we going to be all right. But either which way, we're not watching What the Health.
Yeah.
So, if y'all watch it, y'all tell us. Tell us what you think about it.
Yeah. Why do you feel like now you want to just eat grass?
If that's the case. If you decide you do want to eat.
And there's some people that could stomach it and be like, fuck that, I'm still eating this Whopper.
Right.
Or this Big Mac.
Right. Yeah, so let us know. Mm-hmm. So, this week, hashtag obsessed with is the lovely Zoe Kravitz. Mm-hmm. I wish we need to have, like, confetti or, like,
I know, like, no. What we're gonna start doing, because soon we're gonna get to a point of editing and stuff, and yeah, the drops are gonna be real. Yeah. I'm gonna be abusing them shits, like, I don't know, throwing flex bombs or something.
I'm done.
Yeah, we just gotta make it a little bit more hype. Even though I think we hype it up enough.
But we are all hype people.
I'm the ultimate hype.
You are.
Man,
definitely.
Woman, wing woman, sidekick. Play. Yeah, I'm all of that.
So, Zoe.
Yeah, Zoe. Oh my god, so let me tell y'all about Zoe. I mean, I've been like, first of all, because her mother looks so much alike. Gorgeous. At one point, I used to confuse.
That's Lisa Bonet.
I know, and I be confusing them because they be really looking one in the. That whole family. They just so dope. That whole family is so dope. So with Zoe, she graced the cover of Edit magazine recently, which is an extension of Net-a-Porter. And she was on the June issue of Allure. She's currently one of the faces in the new campaign, There's Only One, hashtag There's Only One for Tiffany's. She's in starring in a Tribeca Film Festival movie called Vincent Roxy. I seen the trailer.
It looks so
I want to watch it.
I totally get your thing. It does kind of look like Bonnie and Clyde.
Right? Reminds me of Bonnie and Clyde Mad Badass, but like the more updated version. It's actually out in select theaters,
right.
And it's on iTunes, so you can check that out, Vincent and Roxy. The trailer's on YouTube, that's where I saw it at. And
she's doing her thing.
She is, and the picture, like, you know, we always think of her with the dress, the long braids,
she's
and she
so
did a
versatile.
Chop.
I know,
she
but she's so versatile. She really can wear anything.
She's so beautiful.
She can wear anything, and she's also the new face of YSL.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
Yeah, she's a brand ambassador for YSL. That's really exciting for her. And I was reading an article about her, how she just really liked that she could collaborate with them because they're edgy and chic and modern. And you know, they don't, they let you be your individual self. And she really embraces that, you know. Very similar to Rihanna. So she's
very carefree.
Yeah, like, she's poppin'. And I've seen, like, I love Zoe. Like, I've seen so many, I think I've seen all her movies, pretty much. Every movie she's been in, I've probably seen it. Just because I like the movie, but she happens to be in it. Like, she was so good in Dope. She, you know, she's good in the Divergent Insurgent series, that whole series.
Right.
X-Men.
Right.
Like, you know, like, she's cool. Her thing.
And yeah. I do love her parents, and yeah.
She's dope.
She reminds me of another combination, like, Tracy and her mom. Tracy Ellis and Diana.
And she kind of reminds me a little bit of Jada and Willow. Like, just like what Willow could, you know, because Willow's younger. Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. Those mother daughter combos, they do.
That be looking mad alike, and you're like.
They like one in the same.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
Because, like, Jada and her mom.
Oh my god.
Like, I'm like, this is
crazy. By the way, Jada was our obsessive from last week, so she's up there on our Instagram. Yeah, going, show her some love. Like, Jada is popping. She had grills on. Like, her son bought her grills. Like, Jaden bought her grills for her 45th birthday, and she was out here rocking grills.
She be getting down.
Yeah, I love those mother-daughter duos.
Right. So, we just love Zoe Kravitz. Mm-hmm. We love Lisa and Lenny. Like, they are friends.
Yep. Check out the movie if you, like,
a yes, movie buff. Vincent and Roxy will be tuning in, so you guys tune in, too. And if you see it, let us know what you think.
Yep.
Okay, so, oh my god, like, I feel like we have a lot to talk about today. So now we're in Let's Talk About It.
Mm-hmm.
Our question today is really interesting, actually. I mean, all our questions are interesting, and I feel like I see that all the time, but this one really is interesting.
I agree.
So our question today is from Sandra from Queens. Hey, Sandra.
Hey,
the question is, being the only person of color on your team, what's not appropriate? And when she says that, she's asking about the people, not about...
Yeah, because people be disrespectful as fuck.
People be ignorant.
Ignorant as well, but I feel like they know better. I feel like sometimes they do know better and they try to pull that card, like, you know, the fucking token black friend or the only person of color, so you know the good spots or you know the this. Like, you don't know my life. And so I was reading this article, which was, like, perfect for this question. I mean, we have our own take on it, but it was from The Cut. It's called Actual 100% Totally Not Made Up Things a Brown Person Has Heard at the Office. And, like, these were some of them that stood out to me. Yeah, no offense, but I don't really date brown girls. This comment, wildly inappropriate and at least 50 levels, was hurled in my direction when my Polish coworker decided to download Tinder and came across someone he referred to as quote unquote one of your people.
Disgusting.
Yeah.
Disgusting. Like, because it's different if you have a preference, but, like, I feel like he said that,
like, because
as, like, an insult. Like, I'm like, I why would I? You know what I mean?
Yep. And another one was like, can you recommend any good Indian restaurants in the area? One little known fact is that my middle name is actually Yelp, and I spend half my days researching Indian restaurants in every neighborhood on the planet. Don't believe me? Just utter this little racist blurb and find out. By the way, I usually just suggest the first restaurant that comes up on Google. Yeah, like, just because I'm a certain race, like, you don't know how I was raised. I can be Latina, but it's just ignorance.
It's just like someone going, do you know where I can find the best fried chicken? And granted, someone may know that, but, like, why you feel like just because someone's black, they know where the best fried chicken? What if they don't eat chicken?
I don't like, even like fried chicken like that, so I wouldn't even
right. Like, telling. What if you like grilled chicken? What if you like fish? And you don't really fuck with fried chicken like that.
Yeah, it's just like...
It's just wrong. Ignorance.
But you see, on the flip side of this, what we need to also stop doing, because when a white person listens to hip-hop or does something that's, you know, of the hip-hop culture, we stay applauding it, like, oh, they down, they about that, whatever. And I just feel like, no... Like, I don't know, like, why are you glorifying that as well? It's like, you can be white and like, hip-hop, that's fine. That's not what I'm saying. But it's just, like, I don't know how to explain
No, I
it.
Know what you're saying. You like, oh, okay, like, you
it's
down.
It's like, oh, you down. Yeah, like, you down. Yeah. But, like, whether you listen to hip-hop or not, you should still be down. Like, you should still respect my kind of music. Like, we shouldn't have to connect because...
They can all of a you sudden came relate to something that yeah. I like. Yeah.
Because I don't listen to rock. I don't listen to country music.
I do.
I'm not really a fan. Like, it's certain songs. Like, I'll listen to some Coldplay here and there.
I love
but
Coldplay.
And mostly mainstream. Like, but just because I do doesn't mean that I can't respect that that's what you like. And there's not other things that
right,
can
I was gonna say
us.
Like it's just a bigger thing, like, regardless of what the likes or dislikes are, I think there's a respect level, and there's a level of not assuming either, because the same way we're like, yeah, like, all, like, we don't like all white people don't like country, all white people don't like rock, you know,
right.
Like, it's just an assumption. It's like, as a society, we're horrible at having those assumptions and coming at it from our perception in that way. And again, none of this is, you know, this is all like things that are out there and what people say and do. But especially when it's in the corporate structure, a lot of people say a lot of stuff, and it's just like it's not okay, because then we're sitting there like, okay, how do we handle this? Like, what's our response as the token person of color? What do you say to that? Like, if you're talking and someone's like, oh, can you like mainstream that a little bit? Like, what does that even mean? And what, how am I supposed to, like, what is it that you want me to say differently? You know what I mean? Right. Like, it's just...
And at the end of the day, is what you want me to do to make you feel comfortable.
Right. And that's really what it comes down to, making someone else comfortable.
No. I think what needs to be done is that it needs to be addressed right when it happens. Because if you're going to educate someone, it's like when a dog pees and then... an hour later you want to hit the dog for what they did. Like, no, you have to catch it in the moment. Right. Now it's not going to have of that course. Same effect.
Of course.
So it should be addressed. And, I mean, you can say something. I don't think it needs to be disrespectful.
No, of course.
I think it definitely should be either reported or sent to HR, depending on what level degree, if it's, like, been constantly happening.
But really the best, right, exactly. Like, there's different steps you can take in a corporate environment.
If
you feel like you're being disrespected or whatever it is. But 9 times out of 10, the biggest thing you can do is really just say something. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can address the problem right then or whatever it is, whatever you're uncomfortable with, whatever you feel like was coming at you from a disrespectful point of view, and just handle it there. Like, I really wish I knew what, like, that example you gave when he said the whole thing about the black, like, oh, that's, like, not my turn. Like, that's your people or whatever. I wish I knew what her response was to that. Right. Like, what'd you say to that? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Because it's really about things
I would flip it on them and ask them the question, like, why do you feel that you can ask me that, or why do you feel I would know the answer to that? Like, tell me what has been your experience? Like mm-hmm. do you watch TV? Do you have a black friend?
It's really
like
about
did
experience.
You watch a movie? Like, why do you think it's this way? You know what I'm saying? Because you're so stuck on your narrative,
right? So, but now this is where we come in to change the conversation. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? We got to change that, because people, there are some people who are just ignorant, and some people who are ignorant, but they're open and want to learn.
Right,
you know?
Right.
So it's like, which shoe will you choose?
Yep.
So that's kind of our take on this question. Hopefully that answered your question, Sandra. Anything else you want to add there?
Oh, no, but I will share that I said I would have shared a couple of episodes ago moving forward, but there are a couple of things coming on up if you want to do
events. August,
yeah, like events if you want to attend, need something to do, a plan to make. It's called Battle of the Burger, and it's in Pier 26.
So this is for people who are not watching What the Health, by the way.
Basically.
Okay.
And the price is $50. They have 2 sessions. You could check it out on timeout.com/NewYorkBurgerTix T-I-X. That was one I seen. And then another one that was cool is the Sunset Sale Happy Hour. And it's on Pier 15, 78 South Street. Me and Ayana actually went on this boat. This is where the Hot 97
is. Is that the Hornblower?
The Hornblower, okay. Yeah. And the tickets are cheaper for this. It's $30. And it's from 6:30 to 9 p.m. What's the date for this? Oh, on Monday, August 21st. So if you guys are interested in attending that, those are 2 events that I've seen that came across my way. I think that's it.
Awesome. So you guys know the drill. To reach out to us with any questions, recaps, likes, dislikes, whatever, hit us up on email at noncorporategirls@gmail.com. Follow us on Instagram at noncorporategirls. Follow myself at @_Aya_brand. Follow Delilah at @MissDelilahC. And we'll be tuning in next week.
Yes. Have a great rest of the week.
Bye.
Bye.